So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next entrepreneur is a curious person. I am so excited to introduce her. She is the founder of Deborah Kozowski International. She's involved in executive coaching consulting. And I just love the words on top of her page. It says, people, passion, productivity, performance, and profits. Welcome, Deborah.
Thanks for having me on the show, Erica.
Yeah, how much fun is that? I love it. So tell us a little bit about your business and this whole sort of focus on curiosity. It's very interesting.
Well, I'm in the process of finishing off a book that is going to be coming out soon called Let's Be Curious, How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Answers to Make the Best Decision. And it all comes from the fact that I've been told that I'm a facilitator of thought. I ask tons of questions all the time because I'm curious about the world. And I've used that in my coaching practice to help people who are driven to get success that they want in their lives through the power of questions.
Nice. So tell me a moment when things kind of shifted for you, or you had like either a breakdown, breakthrough, or some just kind of major aha that helped you grow into what your business is today.
Well, I've had a few aha moments along the way, but one that stands out for me is that I was sitting in an audience listening to a speaker talk about online marketing, and he was talking about all the ways to make money that way. And I was sitting there and all I could think of is, hey, I can do that. And so I dabbled in it a bit, and then I went to go see him at the back of the room, like making a list of all the things I wanted to do. And I said, but this and but that and but this. And he's like, Deb, just stop overanalyzing everything. It's all about just taking action. So that was my greatest aha. And since then, I've taken many steps of action that have gotten me to where I am now.
You know, that's how this podcast got created. I didn't know what I was doing at first. I asked a lot of questions. And when the podcast showed up in my mind's eye, I went, huh, that sounds really fun. Like, I could really do that. And like you said, I couldn't overanalyze it because then I wouldn't have done it. I would have planned it for a year.
And that's what we do.
I know. And I got present to, well, it's going to have a website. I'm not going to do it. It's going to get done. I just set the firm commitment, and then I found the right person. And then I mocked up what I was seeking, and it just showed up. It was honestly like magic when I wasn't so tied to every bit of outcomes. But why don't you give our listeners who are, we have many entrepreneurs, and some of them are in self-help. Some of them are just business owners, many small business owners. What would you recommend as like some inspiration for them to grow their business?
Well, especially when people are first starting out or you've been in it for a while and you maybe hit a plateau, one of the greatest things that I would say is keep taking action. Start examining your thoughts. And when you're examining your thoughts, are you having places of self-doubt? Are you catching yourself in negativity or comparing yourself to others? And when you get stuck like that, that's when you need to start having some gratitude to help shift your energy so that you can take the actions required, because your thoughts and feelings influence the actions that you're going to take. So when you can start having positive thoughts and be able to shift to a place where your behavior is going to align with the results you want to create, and you need to continuously take action. That action builds momentum. And as you continue to focus on your end goal, the energy and everything that you need and opportunities will present themselves as you stay focused.
I love that. And, you know, the question that showed up for me, which, you know, I always trust that my questions are being asked for someone who's listening right now. If someone who's listening has a full-time job and they're trying to leave it and let their business kind of be more foundational in their lives, what's one step they can take towards that?
What I do is, and this has been on me as well, is pick a date out into the future. That date that you are going to work toward, that you want to say, okay, I can work off the side of my desk for this length of time. And on this date, this is what I'm going to make a commitment to do. So make the decision what date that looks like for you. And making the plan to get there. When you have a focused plan and you're taking action steps, even if it's one action step a day, you are further than doing random action steps. And by planning and putting your energy and focus toward that date, you will stay motivated in getting to where you want to go.
I love it. You know, when I built this podcast, Deborah, it's almost like you just jumped inside my head. Because what I thought was, if you did this for 2 years and you took 720 steps in the direction of your dream. So my intention was 2 full years of podcast interviews that would light people up so they could take one step every single day towards their dream. They're going to be so much closer. So thank you so much for that. I mean, it's almost like you read my mind. Thank you for coming. And how can we reach you? And how can people find out more about Deborah Kozowski?
Well, you can go onto my website at www.deborahkozowski.com. That is DeBraKasowski. I would love to hear from you. You can follow, I have a podcast as well called The Millionaire Woman Show. We'd love to have you as a listener there. And I'm also on social media with Facebook, Instagram. You'll also find me on Snapchat. It's a new little bit of a toy of mine. And Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Erica. It was wonderful.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/TheErikaGlessingShow and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.